In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ. There is a scene in the 1941 Disney film, Dumbo, in which a mouse named Timothy terrifies an entire group of elephants. This mouse sends the elephants climbing up ladders, climbing up ropes, climbing up each other, hiding and cowering in fear from this little mouse. Kids' cartoons ever since have played on the myth that elephants are afraid of mice. Now, in fact, elephants can be startled by a scurrying mouse just like any other mammal, including people. But once an elephant tracks a mouse and realizes what it is not actually afraid of a mouse. There's no science to that. That's a myth. But the imagery persists in stories and cartoons in part because it makes such great visuals, such great humor. It's funny to us. It's ironic to us to see land's largest creature afraid of one of the smallest. But maybe there's an additional reason we like the imagery of the elephant fearing the mouse. Maybe there's more than just humor. Maybe there's a symbolic truth in it. Today in the church, we remember and commemorate a truly sad, yet very telling event in our sacred history involving St. John the Baptist and King Herod. Now, this was not the Herod from when Jesus was born, who sent his soldiers to Bethlehem. That King Herod had died long before this. This was his son, who happened to also be named Herod. This was that Herod's son, Herod. And as we heard in the story today, King Herod had stolen his brother Philip's wife, Herodias, and taken her as his own wife. Now, she liked the arrangement, this Herodias, and was eager to switch husbands. I mean, after all, there's more power and there's more prestige as the king's wife than there is as the king's brother's wife. But John the Baptist preached against the whole situation, saying, "It is against God's law for you to steal your brother's wife." Now, both Herod and Herodias did not like this. It's usually considered dangerous to preach against the king. And Herodias, the wife, she wanted John dead. Now, Herod gets drunk on his birthday and makes a stupid promise to his niece, who's also now his stepdaughter, to give her any wish up to half his kingdom. And prompted by her mother, she requests John to be executed, and Herod complies. Now, the question I'd like us to consider today is not so much why Herod did it, but why it took so long. I mean, if Herodias the queen wanted John dead, and Herod the king was not happy with him either, enough to where he had him thrown in prison already, why hadn't he had John executed a long time ago? Why wait? Why wait at all? Why did it take this weird party and this pathetic back and forth with the stepdaughter to have John executed? Well, the answer was given to us today in Mark's gospel. It said Herodias wanted John dead, but Herod protected John because he was afraid of him. He protected John because he feared John. Herod the king was afraid of John. Well, what's there to be afraid of? Well, when you're the king, what is there to be afraid of? John was poor. He was homeless. He was eccentric. He was a preacher who lived out in the wilderness and who was now rotting in one of his prisons, Herod's prisons. His only possessions were the clothes on his back. Herod, on the other hand, lived in a palace with servants and guards and soldiers and weapons and walls and an almost unlimited supply of both money and power. But still, Herod was afraid of John. Herod was afraid of John. Why was the elephant afraid of the mouse? Was Herod simply afraid of John's followers? Well, that's true, but there's more to it than that. It said Herod was afraid of John himself, and part of the reason is what John himself had. If you go back to that scene in Dumbo in 1941, when the elephants are cowering up on ladders and ropes afraid of the mouse, The imagery is interesting. I mean, Timothy Mouse has no physical advantage over an elephant, obviously. The visuals portray it as them simply being afraid of him. But if you listen to the dialogue, in that scene, it's very telling. Timothy Mouse is revealing their cruelty to Dumbo. The whole time while they're cowering, he's revealing all the things that they had done wrong. So visually, they're afraid of the mouse, but dialogue-wise, they're afraid of the truth. Dialogue-wise, they're afraid of what Timothy is saying. That's what's really going on in that scene, in that movie. You know, John had no possessions, no physical power, but what he did have was stronger than all of Herod's soldiers put together. John had faith in God, John had integrity, and John had the words of truth and the voice of reason, and that is what made Herod so afraid. Any one of those was stronger than an army, and John had all of them. John had all of them. And these are the real strength, and Herod could sense it. These are where we invest our souls if we want to see the power of God working in us, truth and integrity and faith. And when real life is on the line, when you want to live for the kingdom and not for this world, power and money and soldiers of any kind become meaningless. Because there is more strength in your faith in God and in your integrity and in your inner truth than all those other things put together. And that's part of the reason the elephant was afraid of the mouse in today's gospel reading, why Herod was afraid of John. John had the voice of truth, and John had boundless faith in God. But there's also something John didn't have, that scared Herod just as much. John the Baptist had gotten to the point where you couldn't threaten him because he himself had no fear. He himself had no fear. You can't threaten, you can't control someone who has no fears, who's fearless. You can't control someone who's fearless. Herod's power lay in his ability to make his subjects afraid, but John had no fear, which means Herod had no power over him. I mean, you've heard the phrase from Scripture, perfect love casts out fear. Perfect love casts out fear. John's love for God was so strong, so pure, so undiluted, it led to a boundless trust in God's grace, and then John no longer experienced any fear. His love for God and trust in God had left him fearless, and that robbed Herod of any power he might have had over John. And clearly that's a message for us as well. John is a witness to what you can be. To the extent we are afraid, to that extent we are invited, and more than invited, to that extent we need, to the extent we are afraid, to that extent we need to increase our love of God and our trust in Him. Your love of God will cast out fear. And we're talking here about real spiritual fear. The antidote to fear is the love of God, always. The cure for fear is the love of God. When you love God above all else, fear vanishes because your trust is in the one who has infinite power. And when love matures, you no longer fear what the world thinks or what the world can do to you. When you love God first, the world loses its power over you. This is the witness of St. John the Baptist. The voice of reason, the words of truth, the unbendable integrity, the faith in God, a perfect love that casts out fear. That kind of love makes the small person mightier than a king. That kind of love is what makes the elephant afraid of the mouse. Amen.